26.0. EDE01250820250807, audio. Comments on sketch EDED106. Yes, it's the same principle as for the SSV's external airlocks. It should work. What I'm currently concerned about is the possible presence of ice in the female end fitting. I could be wrong, but I'm trying to anticipate this situation. How can I know? A camera is a possible solution. Stabilization could be achieved with impactors and electronic positioning control. In short, a probe that transmits images. Now let's imagine that ice is present in small quantities and could interfere with the tank connection. One of the first things to consider is the presence of temperature probes in the end fittings. A solid propellant can only form if the temperature conditions provide a gateway to this solid state. How can this ice be safely disposed of? Orienting the end fitting toward the sun offers a solution. However, to begin with, you need sunlight and also ensure that the heating is controlled. This solution isn't in my top drawer. Here, heat needs to be transmitted to the tip. A heating cable is a possible solution in our opinion. This involves a lot of things, apparently. Just think about the electrical voltage. It must be low to avoid any form of electrical arcing. A thermal coating is also possible between the outside of the connector and this same casing to allow for the heating cables to pass through. I don't think this is superfluous. A tank can travel alone in space and have a rendezvous point with a spacecraft. It's expected that this encounter, if it occurs, will take place far from the sun and in cold conditions for the parts to be joined. To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of kidnapping in September 2007. This is August 25, 2025.